good to return to where I belong on a Wednesday. Good evening. Welcome to, for all practical purposes, it's really To Health With You on Wednesdays. Jeff Bennett here with The Edge of Darkness for the next hour. Interesting, John's last caller. His name was Kelly. How interesting. That's going to be the basis of our subject matter tonight. Glad to have you here. And so, we begin the beginning. And sometimes we return to the beginning. 1998 or 99, I've forgotten. I received a call from a man named Adam Locke, who was the program director of Worldwide Christian Radio, the international shortwave network that John and I got our breaks on, so to speak. And Adam said, Jeff, I received a call from a gentleman who wants to be a guest on your program. And I said, Adam, I generally don't do guests. I had had several in the past, and each time I found that they wanted to use my airtime, which I paid for, to line their own pockets and sell something that they wrote or did, etc. He said, now, Jeff, this guy's a little bit different. I think you need to talk to him. Gave me the basis of what it was about. And so I called him. We talked for a while. He had been a guest on an associates program on another network, a man named Clay Douglas. And this particular gentleman had sent Douglas a book and suggested he read it, and if they weren't interested, they'll do a program, and they did. The problem is, every time Douglas would ask this gentleman a question about what his book was about or a specific thing within the book, the gentleman began to answer and was very quickly interrupted by Clay Douglas, who then answered the question based upon what he'd read in the book. Well, this gentleman had someone who did some work with him who was a regular, avid listener to my program and suggested the gentleman give me a call. So we connected. The man's name was William Donald Kelly. Now you see the tie-in. Kelly was an interesting bird. He was, shall we say, past the prime of his life. But he never stopped working, never stopped studying, never stopped counseling people who had a need for his knowledge and his services. And well, his services basically were to teach you how to care for yourself, but we'll get to that in a moment. Kelly basically made me the same offer. I'll send you a book and read it if you care to. And if you're interested in doing a program, give me a call. If not, I'll do something else. I've shared this story with you in the past. I received the book several weeks later, and I read the book in its entirety the same night I received it. And then I put the book aside. And three nights later, I went back and read the book again. And then I knew it was the right thing to do. I'm going to do something I've not done for a very long time. I'm going to share with you Dr. Kelly's own words, his story, as it were. And it begins by saying, I can truthfully say that I've cured or healed myself of cancer, malignancy. And I can cure myself again if it ever becomes necessary. Better still, I've learned God's law of health concerning malignancy, cancer. And I will ever invoke this law so that I am not likely to have the disease again. In the old adage, physician, heal thyself, two things stand out to me, he says. One is, if a physician cannot heal himself, how can he heal others? And the other involves the true meaning of cure for anything. It is so often said that I went to Dr. Jones or Dr. Brown or Dr. Swahili Maki and he cured me. But nothing could be further from the truth. No matter how many years a doctor has gone to school, no matter how many college degrees he may have, a doctor can only cure one person, himself. And it is important that a person understand that only he can cure himself of anything. Do you understand the meaning of that? It is important that you, the listener, understand that only you can cure yourself of anything. Now, that may come as an absolute total shock to many of you. You see, it is the individual and his body chemistry that cure him of disease. And in doing this, you must take note that you are physical, structural, mental, and spiritual, and that each facet plays a part in your cure. Your physician or clinician can only bring to your attention some of the basic laws of God concerning health. But unfortunately, many clinicians are not sufficiently aware of those laws, even though they may be honest and sincere and try their hardest. Kelly continues, although I'm a clinician, I have no intention of treating anyone for cancer or any other disease. For I am more than a clinician, I am a teacher. My purpose in sharing my story is therefore educational. And I hope it will instruct you in God's laws of natural good health, and particularly in those concerning malignancy or cancer, so that you can have a body free of this dreaded affliction. And he concludes this portion of his introduction by saying, I call unto Yahweh. I am that I am. To bless this information, send it forth to those who have the wisdom and the need to use it. Kelly then begins his own story. Dr. Kelly, cancer victim. He tells us that he had cancer for more than 3 years before the true nature of the problem ever dawned on him. And at the height of the cancer, he supposedly had about 2 months to live. And if he had not discovered God's laws concerning cancer and applied them very diligently, he told us that he would not be here to share this information. For you see, with few exceptions, by the time one discovers that he or she has cancer, you've had it for a very long time. And that was Kelly's situation. But now that he finally knew all the true early signs of cancer, he also knew that he was being warned many months before his case became clinical. And this is where this program is going to become exceedingly important to many. Over the past number of days, even near weeks, I have read about a good number of famous people. One of the top 100 hockey players passed of cancer today. Actors, actresses, politicians, just people on the street who passed of cancer. Kelly tells us that from time to time he would notice belching, just a little gas, but he didn't give it much thought. Just supposed that he'd eaten a little too much. And eventually he began to pass gas from the bowel, a little at first, and finally so much that it was embarrassing to him and also his family. His first warning. Kelly's hobby was antique automobiles. On one trip the family made to Colorado in a 1923 Cadillac. And my friends, this is the 1960s. He noticed that at dusk he found it difficult to read the road signs. Had to be right up to them before they became legible. still didn't have the good sense even to suspect that he had cancer, and didn't give the matter much more thought until 2 months later when he was showing some slides to the antique automobile club. He couldn't seem to get the pictures into focus, and he thought he had damaged his camera, but the club member said the pictures were clear and that he'd better have his eyes checked. And finally he gave in, made an appointment with the ophthalmologist for an eye exam. And to his horror, he prescribed trifocals. His protests were for naught, and he could see his pictures and road signs much better. The second warning. Things went on about the same for a number of months until he began to notice that if he sat in one position for more than 20 minutes, he would have muscle aches, particularly in the back. His physician finally gave him a muscle relaxant. After he had visited the doctor several times with the same complaint. But he was still too naive to suspect cancer. Medication didn't help much, and in another month or so, he began to have pains in his chest. And that, of course, upset him considerably, and he rushed to the physician once more. And over the next few months, several electrocardiograms were made, nothing out of the ordinary showed. It couldn't, because the pain was from the chest muscles, a frequent sign of cancer. But as usual, he was oblivious to the true early warning signs. And his third warning went unheeded. A long, long, horrible period of mental depression followed. Another true warning sign that cancer was rearing its ugly head. And he went to the physician again and practically begged for help, asking for an antidepressant or anything that would help alleviate this chronic, severe depression. Well, by this time, the doctor was fed up with Kelly and his complaints, sat him down, carefully explained that there was nothing wrong with him. Kelly's heart was better than the doctor's. It was high time that he stopped worrying about it. After all, it was only in Kelly's mind. One needs to understand that as cancer progresses, it gives off a toxin that makes one extremely depressed. And there's a feeling of impending death a good part of the time. And gradually, during the entire 3 years of early cancer growth in his body, Kelly became weaker and weaker. And by that time, he knew something very tragic was taking place, but he did not know what. And still had no suspicion that it might be cancer. And his job, the work that he loved so very much, became distasteful. He wanted to give it up and start a new profession, anything to attempt regaining an interest in life. And after all the years of college training for a job that he loved to do, he was seriously contemplating just junking it all. 8 years of clinical practice and research, he found himself ready to throw in the towel. Terrible feeling to be so sick and not be able to understand why or to put a name on it. And his thinking became fuzzy, unclear, and irrational. And the fourth warning. Still not an inkling in his mind that what the culprit might be. And during those many months of severe depression, his hair began showing signs of lifelessness, becoming brittle and coarse. And he was losing some. And what was left was fast becoming gray. Warning five also escaped his attention, because at that time he developed a hernia. Typical of a person with malignancy, since the malignancy is accompanied by muscle deterioration. His sixth warning. And by that time, he was feeling so bad that he reluctantly returned to his physician, who finally admitted that there might be something wrong. Sent Kelly off to an internist. And after the passing of 3 months' time, during which the beard anthrone cancer test had proved extremely positive, and Kelly had undergone many other tests and diagnostic procedures, including x-rays, The intern has finally suggested biopsies of his pancreas, his liver, his intestines. And he suspected that those operations would reveal cancer. Although biopsies were not performed, the physician's suspicions were correct. And so it began. Kelly's wife, Sue, who I knew personally up until the time of her passing as well, was privately told not only that Kelly had tumors in all three organs, but also that in the doctor's opinion, Kelly had no more than about 18 months to live. And though he had begun to suspect the worst, another month passed before he himself learned of all the facts. And meanwhile, the chief surgeon in his locale had ruled out full-scale surgery because he thought that Kelly was in such bad shape that he would not make it off the operating table alive. Sue was told to take Kelly home and get his affairs in order as promptly as possible, for it wouldn't be long before he would pass away. And ironically, though, Kelly had been doing cancer research for several years, but it had never occurred to him that he could have it himself. He said, I guess it was just like thousands of people who think it can happen to someone else, but not to them. Only the cancer victim can understand the fear and despair that finally overwhelmed Kelly. And it hit him harder probably than it would have the average person, because he had been studying and researching the details of cancer and had a first-hand insight into that horror of horrors. Kelly had two brothers. Both were geniuses, as was Kelly. I met one of them. Strange bird. But that's typical with geniuses. I never met the other brother, and he's the one I'd love to have met. His knowledge of books and history, we could have talked and talked and talked forever and ever and ever. Since early childhood, Kelly had experienced a deep and abiding interest in all facets of medicine. He had spent much of his life studying anything and everything he could find in the field. He'd spent 2.5 years with the military medics and 14 years working his way through college in hospitals, doing everything from running electrocardiograms to assisting in surgery, viewing firsthand the complete gamut of medical practices and witnessing the tragic decline and ultimate death of hundreds of hopeless cancer victims. And with that great deal of knowledge about the medical community's various approaches to cancer, he knew that in spite of all the propaganda fed to the general public about success rates with certain treatments, there were actually very few people who survived the medical establishment's chemicals and surgical procedures and radiation treatments. Kelly certainly did not want to be another one of its statistics. So as soon as he realized his true situation, he chose not to take on any new patients. And he prayed that he would be granted time to complete the work with the patients already under his care. He was a dentist, by the way. It took Kelly about 2 weeks to overcome the terrific shock and to wrestle with his fate. And after days of intensive thought and prayer, he decided not to accept the fate of an early death. No, instead he accepted life and his duty to seek out God's laws concerning cancer and, if possible, apply them to himself and then teach them to others. Well, as we mentioned earlier, his doctors had considered performing surgery on Kelly, but they didn't think he would make it through the operation. Kelly was that close to death. And God, in his infinite wisdom, had another path for him. Not being able to have surgery turned out to be a great blessing, but of course, he didn't see it that way at the time. The only thing he could do was, at that time, was to regulate his diet. I mean, his life hung in such a delicate balance, another blessing, that he could feel very clearly the effect of each food that he ingested. If he ate the wrong foods, he could very easily tell it by the way he felt. And as time passed, he realized one of the basic laws of cancer. Wrong foods caused the malignancy to grow. Proper foods allowed natural body defenses to work, and the malignancy was absorbed a little bit. And that's one reason some people can live so long with cancer, why others succumb so quickly. Through a process too long to describe during this program today, Kelly worked out the relationship of enzymes, minerals, coenzymes, as well as proper detoxification procedures. But by the time he began his program, he was in pretty bad shape. I mean, they hadn't given him much time to live anyway. He was extremely depressed. Nothing seemed to be working out well. He continued to have this feeling of impending death most of the time. Always tired, became completely exhausted at the slightest effort. And the cancer had eaten into the nerve connections to his heart, causing rapid pulse rates and irregular beating. His cancerous pancreas was so damaged and enlarged that he had hypoglycemia, was going into insulin shock several times a day. His liver also was cancerous and enlarged. He couldn't eat much because he was so nauseated. And his intestines were so laden with cancer that he was in constant pain, and admitted in his writings that he would have scars for a very long time to come. But when he finally worked out a total nutritional support program, he thought everything would be wonder and he would recover without further difficulties. But he still had another lesson to learn. Recovery can be worse than the disease itself. He not only had to destroy the cancer, he had to rebuild a badly damaged body as well. And at first he was anxious to destroy the cancer as quickly as possible, but he found that the toxic poisons made him extremely ill. He had to learn how to be sure the cancer was dissolving, but not too fast. At the proper rate, one would feel sick, but not violently ill. As the body absorbs the cancer, it overloads the blood and the liver with toxic poisons, making one feel constantly sick. And that for him lasted about 8 months after the cancer growth was stopped. And yet all the while, the mental depression remains. The diet leaves you with cravings. You see, one has been accustomed to all the tasty junk food. It's pretty hard to give it up forever. And with my conversations with him over the years, he openly admitted he was a massive junk food eater. As one begins to get over the goopy sick feeling, they will notice that they've got a good day when you feel wonderful, then several bad days when you feel goopy sick all over again. But you enjoy the good days so much that the bad ones seem much worse than they really are. And now one begins to realize how sick you've been. And about the time one is having a few more good days than bad, you start having muscle cramps, very bad ones. And that condition goes on for a minimum of 9 months, often much longer, while you are rebuilding muscle protein that was taken out of the tissue during the early stages of the cancer. And that stage is similar to the severe growing pains one might have experienced as a child or a youth. But as I've often quoted Kelly, he talks about there being a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Your good health. And if all the steps have been faithfully carried out, one's body is in better condition than ever before in many cases. Now, that wasn't true in Kelly's case. At the time of his writing, he said at least it hasn't been yet. And although my incurable cancer is cured, he continued, it did a lot of damage. It was 5 years before I was free of pain and felt really good. And yet, nevertheless, I was given years of precious, productive living. And if you can first find hope and then health through metabolic medicine, I will not have lived in vain. William D. Kelly, DDS, MS, 1998. That says a lot. Even during the 7 years that I was so damn privileged to work with Dr. Kelly, as a student, I like to say, I watched him begin to weaken. He began cheating again, drinking sodas. It's a privilege to go visit him at his childhood home where he was living. Little tiny cottage next to the family's bigger home. It's where Nicholas Gonzalez had gone and been trained by Dr. Kelly. For Pamela McDougal, after contacting me the day after I'd first had him on the program as a guest. I still have all those recordings. And Pamela called him, first she called me, wanting his number, which I would not freely give. Kelly had been through a lot with government agents, etc., etc. I could not take a chance of setting him up with some bastardized character that wanted him dead. Kelly ultimately said, go ahead and give her the number, which I did. She made a reservation and flew out and literally lived with him for 2 months. And from that moment, no different than I, one never stopped working with Kelly. One never stopped learning. And once you learn, you also tend to teach. When he passed away in January of 2005, I made a decision to no longer give a lot of open advice. Oh, and believe me, I'd been trained very, very well. I counseled cancer victims from all over the world, mostly in this country. In 2015, when I published the first edition of Victory Over Cancer, Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, and Radiation, I had put an offer out on the air, letting people know that they could order the book. No credit card, no PayPal, check, but the checks would not be cashed until the day that book went to the publisher for printing. And that was some 7 or 8 months later. Never cashed a single check. And amongst it, I received a letter from a woman who had been to Kelly some 15 years before and was still cancer-free. Stay with us. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big...
Interesting piece of music coming back from the break. Thank you to all of those of you who are tuned in tonight, not just here on the network, but other streams, the phones, etc. I thank you. It's a fairly sizable audience tonight. Obviously, this subject is of tremendous interest. A side note from Michael that I guess it had never dawned on me. Welcome all of those of you who are listening on TalkStreamLive.com. There was a time some years ago, probably 10 years ago, that I was broadcasting on TalkStream Live, when I was up against some pretty big names, well-known names. And I took a snapshot. I had the largest audience of all of them on a particular program. No braggadocio. A couple of posts that I'm going to make mention to. I posted something last week on Dr. Kelly. And I think that this says much. Health freedom is the hottest political issue on the entire globe. Our world will never be the same after all of this, because we're witnessing an epic global struggle for freedom, and the outcome of that struggle is going to greatly shape what our world is going to look like in the years ahead. Some of the other pieces we've published today, and I actually decided to shake this entire program up from what my original intent was. Dairy products can increase the risk of cancer, but there are some plant-based diets that can reduce it. 19 cancer-causing foods that you absolutely have to stop eating. And I'm sitting there looking at that picture, thinking, well, Coke I'll stop drinking for political reasons. Those fries look greasy as all hell get out. And that is the sloppiest, I don't know what sandwich I've ever seen. That's enough to not even make me hungry. But maybe a lot of you know that eating junk food is a major risk factor for cancer anyway. A lot of health foods and diet products, which also have carcinogens hiding in them. So what happens if you don't eat junk and don't follow diet fads? Do you know that almost all packaged foods contain certain ingredients which may be cancer-causing agents? It's time to be an informed consumer and vote with your money so that food companies are forced to put good quality, safe products on the shelves. The other article I published today, which actually is a republish, I had published it a year and a half ago, but it just clicked with what I was doing, so I brought it back up. Asking a simple question, are these cancer-causing foods in your diet? Now, don't misunderstand, food unto itself is not the total cause of cancer. But they contribute to it in every single respect. Let's go back. I've shared with you Kelly's words. And because of time restrictions, etc., today, I am going to begin doing more of the cancer-related programs again. This past year plus has been very difficult for all of us. The continued discussion of vaccines and yes and no, and you know, now we're on to variation number two, and number three is not far behind, and it's insane. It's all control. Let me share with you from our website, drkelly.info. That's drkelly.info. You can come to any of my sites, Federal Observer, drkelly.info, metropolis.cafe. Oh, what a story I have for you about that one. Maybe we'll share it tomorrow. Sierra Madre Precious Metals. There's not a single one of those sites you go to, you're going to get all these pop-up ads because I don't participate in them. Oh, you come to the Kelly site, the only thing I have to sell over there is Dr. Kelly's books. That's it. I can counsel you and share with you where to get some of the enzymes and those that have been approved. And believe me, there are some out there who have illegally used Kelly's name. And they are about to be on the wrong end of a bad lawsuit. But let me share a little bit about the whys and the hows. And the Kelly site was dedicated to educating cancer victims of the recognized cures for cancer, those which have been developed by Dr. Kelly well over 5 years or five decades ago. I do it through the distribution of his books. I no longer sell the audio programs. There was a time I did make the nutritional supplements available through Kettle Marine. Once he passed, I chose not to do that. But I can counsel you on the supplements and where they can be had. And so after 20-some-odd years of building and supporting this website, which was authorized and sanctioned by Kelly, the commitment to the work of this great healer expands. It continues. As some of you are already aware, in 2013, I was asked to take on the responsibility of becoming the editor and publisher of Dr. Kelly's self-test for the different metabolic types. And with the July 2013 release of that book, we expanded the original writings of Kelly by including a 30-page pamphlet written by Kelly, just straight called Metabolic Typing, which had always previously been published as a separate mail-out. Or when people would order the book, we'd include the smaller book. And then we'd run out of the big books and have to wait. And then we'd run out of the smaller books. We'd have to wait. It's a pain in the butt. I said, no more. We're going to take that and include it in the book. So we did. And so one thing led to another. The re-editing of Kelly's treatise on dealing with cancer was also placed into my hands. When I first met Kelly, the book was entitled One Answer to Cancer with Cancer Cure, a title which had been generally in use by Kelly since its earliest 30-page printing in 1967. I have copies of those original books. One Answer to Cancer. In 2001, the book went through some updating, was repackaged. It was retitled Cancer, Curing the Incurable Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, or Radiation. Then a few more modifications of that same book and same title in a 2005 printing. But when I first received my copy of Cancer, Curing the Incurable, and I read it, something wasn't right. There were portions of the book where Kelly would repeat over and over and over, sometimes the same paragraph, because it was important for it to be there. And this, the person doing the editing couldn't understand it, so he removed all that stuff. And it began to make things more difficult. People who'd had the original books knew something was missing, and I knew something was missing. And it upset me. Now, for a number of reasons, the book Cancer, Cure, and the Incurable has not been legally available for some years, other than at inflated prices through Amazon. Believe me, I saw people selling those books for $2,000 and $3,000 a copy on Amazon, until I was able to get with Amazon and bring it to a halt. Why? Oh, it's the old adage, if they've got cancer, they'll pay anything for the cure. That was their mentality. But the main reason that title, Cancer, Cure, and the Incurable, ceased to be available was the issuance of a cease and desist order by the Food and Drug Administration due to the term curing in its title. Apparently, as Kelly once told me on one of our trips, it is illegal to cure cancer. And yet, you can go on right now, go to Amazon. You can still get that title, Cancer, Curing the Incurable. Not just Amazon, there's other places. And they openly reference the book as a print on demand. That not only is a violation of the previously referenced order by the FDA, it is a distinct and clear violation of Kelly's copyright laws. All right, so once again, at the request of the Kelly estate and family, early in 2014, I began the arduous task of melding both of the previous versions of Kelly's protocols together into one definitive presentation. You see, I happened to had been given a digital copy of One Answer to Cancer. Matter of fact, I've got two or three copies that Kelly had continued to give me, forgetting that he provided me one before. And as I just mentioned, there were things left out of the 2001-2005 edition, which led to confusion by many of the readers. An oversight, I am sure, or maybe not. But in addition, there was additional information which had been located in Kelly's files that we felt would be of tremendous benefit to those who purchased the updated and restored version of Kelly's seminal work. And in addition, there were some layout issues which we addressed in a brand new title. When John told me about John Kelly, that's Dr. Kelly's son, had told me that about the cease and desist on the title Cancer, Curing the Incurable Without Surgery, Chemotherapy, and Radiation, he says, what are we going to call it? It took me all 3 seconds to retitle it Victory Over Cancer. That is a term that Kelly continued to use over and over and over. in his teachings, in his work, in his lectures, in his interviews. And it's even referenced in the book. Shipping of that book began on November the 1st of 2015, which some of you may remember. During that time period, I was living at my son's house, doing a major restoration on a house that was in bad, bad need of repair. A home that they were hopeful to pull $120,000 out of it, and I got $140,000. Of course, the market's now exploded, and the house is now worth $300,000. But I say this to all of you. It continues to be my honor, my privilege to represent Dr. Kelly and his work for these past 20-plus odd years and into whatever future I'm given. Between interviews with Dr. Kelly on my daily radio program, to traveling, to lecturing with him, and on his behalf, I will openly tell you it has been one of the most rewarding experiences in the journey of my life. And for whatever the foreseeable future is, I will continue to work closely with the Kelly family to share with them the time which I was blessed to spend with the doctor and what our vision for this site originally intended. I will continue to remain available as a consultant when necessary, but not to the degree that I once was. I will connect a cancer victim with some people that can be more helpful. People who were trained by Kelly, others who were trained by some of the finest people Kelly ever trained, and continue to this today. I am now having a very good working relationship with Nicholas Gonzalez's widow, Mary Beth. And we have many things in common that we're sharing amongst each other. I'm committed to truth, my friends. To the teachings, the protocols of my friend, Dr. Kelly. But the faith and the belief that one day soon, maybe the world will awaken to the genius of this man. In the words of Gene Simmons, as Sister Sharon Falconer in the 1960 film Elmer Gantry, heal, heal. And so through the efforts that we'll continue to put into our website, we hope to challenge you to heal thyself. And yes, with the help of the Heavenly Father, we will teach you and educate you as to your options for life. What I learned from Kelly since the time of our meeting in January of 1998 up until his passing just 7 short years later can never be repaid other than by sharing his truths with those who care to learn. And I invite you to join us on the site, drkelly.info. I invite all of you to join us each Wednesday as we concentrate on health-related issues. From the time that I developed drkelly.info, which was predominantly there to strictly talk about cancer, 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 his protocols, his teachings, etc., etc., things I began to read, things that I continued to study, expanded the site. And I've heard from some people that are very angry at me because, you know, how I'm using Kelly's name to promote this, that, and the other thing, etc., and that's just absolutely not the case. But I began to learn that so many of the health-related issues we have in this world today, in this country, are all intertwined. Some of this conversation we've had in the past, some of the categories that we have. Danger, radiation, death by medicine, which is almost somewhat intertwined with the other category, in the money. You know, it's all about greed. We have a section on dental link. There's not a lot in it because it's very simple, which is interesting because I received an email from a listener and a reader today who talked about issues that the dental hygienists have injected into us with amalgams, silver and gold and all this stuff, which is causing problems of another type. Have you lost your mind? That deals with dementia and Alzheimer's. The only category in any of my websites ever that was dedicated to one particular individual, a personal friend of mine. Tom is still with us, but in other ways he's not. I love his wife, but that's another story. I'm also married. Hemp to the Jive? Gee, that's a real simple one. It gets to the discussion about some benefits of marijuana and hemp in assisting in these issues. Got a category called The Heart of the Matter. Kelly's Kitchen. Some of the other headlines I gave you earlier will be found in Kelly's Kitchen today. A section called Out of the Past, The Archive. We're doing that in most of the sites now. A Shot in the Dark. Name of a Peter Sellers movie. This has become the biggest category on the site this year. A Shot in the Dark. It's all about vaccines. A Spoonful of Sugar, when I originally developed it, was a place where we discussed ADD and ADHD. Diseases that do not exist. They've never been so named. Now, when a kid went to school and got a little antsy-pantsy because the teachers weren't teaching anything with a damn, they'd send the kid down to the counselor, and oh, son of a gun, the kid got labeled ADD and ADHD, and federal government paid the schools money for having done that. They got a section on thyroid. A generic title, Your Health, Your Choice. Warning, chemotherapy. Some of you may remember the program we did last year where we shared with you the alternative to chemotherapy. It's something I've been pushing for years. Well worth looking into. And I'm going to blank right this minute because I can't think of what it's called. Isn't that horrible? Maybe I'm getting Alzheimer's. Who the heck knows? Water everywhere. And not a drop to drink. And I would suggest if you go to that category and go all the way back to amongst the very first articles posted in that category, you're going to find some very interesting government involvement. Oh, Kelly was considered one of the most foremost dental students in the country, and the federal government approached him about going to work for them, becoming the nation's first dental czar. And he asked what it entailed. His primary job would be to go around the country and sell every state, every city, every county on the benefits of fluoridation. He told them to go to hell. Maybe that had a lot to do with the problems he had. Some of the other things in the book that I want you to be aware of before we close out tonight. And I really didn't get into this to do a big sales pitch, nor am I going to do so. If you're interested in the books, you go to drkelly.info and hold your mouse over the term the bookstore and you can see what's there. But one of the things we did in that book is we added a series of lectures and interviews that Kelly had conducted over a period of years. And the thing that you will find most common is that the man never varied. He never waved. He never altered his answers, maybe by word, but not in meaning. And the final situation is when Nick Gonzalez was sent out to investigate Kelly, to prove him to be a fraud. This is when Gonzalez was a medical student. Kelly opened up his files and made his entirety, at that time, 33,000 files available. Only a quack would never have the 33,000. Kelly had the records. Life goes on. I thank you so much for joining us tonight. I hope you've gotten some benefit out of it. Any questions, you can shoot me an email. Presently, KettleMoraineLTD@cox.net. You can go to the website, scroll down on the right. You can find all the contact information. More than happy to talk with any of you. Thanks once again. Have a good evening. And Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow.
To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin. Begin the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you, till you whisper to me once more, darling, I love you. And we suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.